But what about sentences in which none refers to groups of people or things? In these instances, virtually every authority, the Oxford, Merriam-Webster's, and American Heritage Dictionaries, and Fowler and Bernstein, practically every authority agrees that none can be followed by a singular or a plural verb according to its setting. In fact, many guidebooks maintain that the plural is more often called for than the singular. When you wish to emphasize that none means not a single one, use a singular verb. We sampled many brands of ice cream, but none was as delicious as High Cal. When you use none to mean several, or a group of, or not any, employ a plural verb, such as the English poet Andrew Marvell did when he wrote, "The grave's a fine and private place, but none, I think, do there embrace."